Justice Radio Station Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. I'm Tootie Martin. Peace to you and yours. Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on. Peace. Love. Worldwide family. Now. One. I'm called Mary. Welcome everyone. Worldwide. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Using words. Definition of word to reveal truth, produce correctness, peace, justice. There is no legal working definition of justice. Compensatory definition for justice is the individual guarantees that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantees who needs the most constructive help receives it in all the areas of people activity, including economics, education, entertainment, family, labor, law, politics, religion, science, sex, war. What was lost? We let our names go, surrendered our way of life, lost our land, lost our independent production capacity, lost independent control of ourselves. War. Counter war.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Always ask the question, is what I believe, hope, faith, opinion? Always ask the question, is what I believe true? Because truth is absolute and infinite, and what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion or a belief, hope, or faith, is I am here now. Justice Radio Station Social Issues App. So this is jail psychotherapy. I want to continue a thought we started last evening. I met with some beautiful individuals. Of course, is I. And they're looking forward to an idea of building an inclusive practice community for confident living. And I thought, because you know, one of the premise at the station is justice is the kind of world I would love to be in. So I was, of course, drawn to those type of idea. So this is some of the things that happened. So looking at the introduction, he was listening to Brother Clark talking about some of the things that was lost. And Mary was articulating some of the thoughts of some of the ideas of what was lost. And of course it came down to the idea of identity. And we want to chop down the words now and the meaning of words. And we want to use words also that reveals truth and produce justice, correctness, peace, balance. And the only way, well, that can happen is unless, well, one have knowledge of self. But of course, now, who is this self? Because of course, now, we're taught that this body is the self, this human, this persona. And our overall dedication has been dedicated, you could say, to this body and its beliefs. Remember, always ask the question, is what I believe absolutely true? So, we want to start, of course, from the source, our premise at the station. We want to even line it up with any truth that one has to see, well, is it based on absolute truth or belief? And a long time now we've been looking at, why do we think and act the way we do? And we've been studying the European mind, behavior, to see if some of the attitudes and behavior that I have belongs to the European worldview, the world values that the European have. Because I have come to realize, well, any values that he have, if I'm using it, it can't be in context to liberate that self, find that freedom I've come to find that I've been living under, the lack of freedom I should say I've been living under, and I've been searching to find. So then saying, well, if you don't understand how this human mind function works, you then could be a slave to somebody else's beliefs. Very important again why we should question everything that we believe. We're talking about belief now. We're not talking about knowing. So this takes me back to the other evening's conversation, because all what I'm talking about is in that context. So visualize. Close your eyes and watch this. We're saying now, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? This is a fundamental question that all should ask and answer. Take a few minutes. Very important question. And of course now, all that I believe, is it absolutely true? Remember, everything that we're taught is basically come from someone else, parents, friends, siblings, husband, wives. What's so interesting, we don't really ask, is it true? It's a point I somehow have to come back to, because it's central. In fact, it's very important to have a central theme. Discover, find a central theme. What is your central theme? Fail to plan, plan to fail, as the story goes. You can imagine going on a journey without a destination in mind. See what I mean? Fail to plan, plan to fail.
We're starting a school without a curriculum.
So, looking at some of these ideas now in terms of who am I, identity, using the correct terminologies. Because if you're saying this human story, after realizing that I've been now, it appears, born on a planet, been socialized, given fantasies and myths, bunny rabbits, laying egg, Easter eggs, these types of myths. Remember, rabbits don't lay eggs. But other thoughts really now also have come to find in the socialization process that I've taught I'm black. Because I have a certain tone on the color of my skin, they would say. These are now all thoughts and beliefs now that I've been taught. Other people's projection of how now they're seeing things, seeing the world. Because remember, I'm just an innocent baby born, growing. So, there's, it appears, certain beliefs and premise this human also has of itself. So remember, some of the ideas we're saying at the station is absolute truth is the only thing that's really real. Being in the moment now, the eternal now, is the only thing that's truly real. I can say there's no yesterday, tomorrow, last week, now. And we're saying now is existence, is. I is existence. I am means existence. Existence is. And that awareness of existence is who and what I am. Serious lyrics to ponder on now. And this existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. Remember, I've been taught now I'm this body. You know, is this emotions, these feelings of resentment, hate, disgust, cravings, self-gratifications, what I want, I like him, I like her. This is all a part of what's said is this person, this individual, this human. Basically, even a sinner. This is even as far as they would even go. If not somehow have a savior, is going to be condemned forever in a pit of fire. These are even some of the descriptions of what's said. So you see the different conflict now also, if we're saying, well, wow, if that's the self that's being taught, so then, how is the body, the self, if now we're saying, well, all of this absolute truth is the only thing that you can say really is existence. And even absolute truth, I want to define is as who and what I am. But then looking at this body where it says like a failure. That's not who and what I am. So then who's this still, this body? Further investigation now, this body. The idea of even Kant talking about I think so that I am. These are certain thoughts now. We're talking about psychology. Remember, this is jailhouse psychology. This is jailhouse psychotherapy. And it's a general term I'm using to understand self-help. Learn about my condition, my moods, my feelings, behavior. So in looking at this now, it's brought me to the realization of now, there's a difference when one say one is this body, and when one says, I am. And we're saying, well, I am is infinite and eternal. We're looking at it now as a, in a dual thought. So if self is eternal and unchanging and in the image of, we're saying then the body then, who is the body? We've concluded, well, it's our persona, it's a person. It's our clothing, emotions, senses, feelings, is where thoughts come from, actually. It's made up of a brain. First broadcasting and receiving set for vibrations of thought. It has a left side and a right side hemisphere, they call it. One side is intuitive. Wholesome. The other side is linear thinking, divisive, and they're looking at the same information now. Interesting thing though, to be able to create a mental thought, they have to work together. Remember, we're looking at the idea of self-knowledge. The idea of the person being different, the body being different, just figure of speech, than the infinite, eternal, absolute truth, unchanging. Remember, even science say you can't, spirit can't be born, can't be killed. Spirit meaning energy, right?
Right, not created or destroyed.
Undifferentiated energy matter.
Right.
Is who and what I am.
Yes.
So now, let's look at the premise then of this. I was taught it's called a universal mind, looking in psychology, how it's expressed through Freud and Freud and his compadres. They, I think, therefore I am. Somehow, I create peers in how I'm looking at things, opposites, cause, effect, life, death, good, evil, black, white, right, wrong, subject, object. Of course, now it's functioning in terms of time, space, over there, over here, because the body has to function in time and space. Remember, our true self is infinite. I don't have time and faith and space as a boundary. And then looking at some of these premises, too, of this human mind I was taught, I've come to realize, wait a minute. Sounds like left brain functioning. Analytical thought. Remember we're saying the body, the brain is made up of two minds, hemispheres you could say. Left, right. Look at the same information, totally opposites. But to create that mental thought, it has to work together. So the idea of looking now at things separate, right, wrong, internal, external. I think I have a body, and I believe I can die. I believe I'm bound by my beliefs, emotions, past conditions, habits, customs, rituals. But remember now, question everything that you believe. Because what you believe, is it absolutely true? Because if it's not based on absolutely true, and it's even somebody else's ideas, even if they have good intentions, you're still being controlled by those beliefs. Because remember, it's still outside of self. Remember, we're talking about identity. What is your beliefs? That's why it's important. What is your goal? 3, 4, 5 year plan? We're talking about liberation. We're talking about reconstructing reality, worldview. As I'm talking, I want you to even see if you can see if there's another way of looking at things. That's why I'm saying, by studying, again, the European mind, I'm coming up to see that it's based on a left brain thinking, segregative mindset. And I've taken on some of these ideas, you could say, of as African people. So we've lost our African. I was saying that specifically and deliberately to talk about identity. Put things in a context. The European mind likes to talk about logic. Let me tell me about the facts. But you take things out of context. The African has meaning in life. You have to put things in a context. Put it in a sentence. Make sense of it. And then, of course, also saying, an African, I want to also say, also, and emphasize, it is another world view. Right brain thinking. Awareness. 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 Are you aware? Are you awake? Creativity. Not just thinking about the individual, but you're also thinking about the whole. Imagination, insight, intuition. Go within to bring out, bring forth. Music. 3D forms. Very important. This is the African worldview. What has happened somehow? We've lost our identity. The African at this time is living in the European worldview that is based on a left brain thinking, segregative mindset, worldview concept, and has taken on that, more so that idea. Want to put aside spiritual. Concentrate on matter, material. Become consumer, materialistic in his values. Remember, say your values is your morals, is where you spend your money, what you spend your money on. Self-centeredness. And remember, very important now to identify this worldview now. Because if you can't identify it and also give it a terminology, a worldview, you'll never be able to really able to eliminate, repeal, replace some of the dishonest concepts that we're living in. So think about it. What has been the central theme for the past 200 years? What is the underlying cause, central theme of all the international conflicts that have occurred over the past 200 years. Is it ideological, political, economic, religious? What is the chief method, central theme used by modern imperialist? Is it racism? Coercing other nation into debt? Military aggression? Diplomacy? And adherence to law? Remember, a body can only have one head. Unless you find the main theme of an event, of an enemy, sworn enemy, you will never understand it alone, controlling it. Very important, living of the knowledge, of the understanding of the original, unconditional state of our spirit is fundamental, is a prerequisite for achieving success. Be able to eliminate this oppression that we find ourselves in. Find self in all of our undertaking. The realization of this goal is the ability to maintain a state of deep inner peace that cannot be upset by external. This condition is called Hetep, peace. Realization of this knowledge is the final goal in life. I wanted to bring that to your attention still, to compare the difference in thoughts that also lies in an African worldview versus a European worldview. Dominant, objectify, can kill out a whole species. And I'm not just talking about animals now. So the idea is, if you don't understand this human mind, these beliefs one has, where they come from, you will remain a slave to the beliefs of someone else. Jailhouse psychotherapy. So, the idea of looking again at this worldview, continuing I should say, we're looking at how the European think, and also looking at if I've taken on any of these characteristics, so I need a cleansing. So of course I have to realize that I'm sick, admit that I'm sick, I've taken on certain ideas, values, tastes, beliefs, that's not good for I. In fact, it's like I'm running away from self. Remember, I can't use the same tools, words, methods of the European to free myself. That's why I said we need to reword, use words that's gonna reveal truth, produce justice. The way his setup and confusion works is to use words to create confusion, deception. So it's very important now to use words that's going to reveal truth, to produce justice, correctness. That's why now you can understand what's the European central theme for the last 200 years. We're saying it's about dominance, control. A word I've come to find out is Sili, it's called. And it's something that, if we're talking about finding self and defining the European central theme, I call it. So now by understanding it, I know what kind of program he's in. He's not trying to do anything that's going to benefit people of color. They is a term that I've come to find out is used. I would say non-white is a better term. That's majority of the planet is not white, non-white. Serious connection. Words, definition of words, how you're using words. I'd even go as far as saying that African right brain thinking, that Ma'at principle. Is there another way how we can think? Check out this definition of Ma'at I found. Ma'at, a spiritual and social cosmology that interprets life as part of a natural and universal whole. This humane, remember, we're not really humans now, but this humane, moral, ethical, and spiritual philosophy was created by the Kemetic right side of the brain, I might add, this African Kemetic people of the African Nile Valley. The basic principle of Ma'at are truth, justice, balance, harmony, order, compassion, and reciprocity. Reciprocity, beautiful word. In context to it, remind me of the European concept of isolation in the world is what produced the ego. Because there's no reciprocity, give and take, not only fellow man on a true, sincere level, but isolation from the whole universe, the planet. You're just finite in this big universe. Of course you're paranoid. And you've actually put spirit aside on top of it. So you basically dial just into your money and your material. No wonder he's lost. He can't help to save this planet. It's up to I, with a balanced view, a Ma'at view. These principles are embodied and symbolized in the African black goddess, Ma'at. Black goddess. Different worldview. Over here they're still fighting if women can be priests. Africans are looking at the black woman as a goddess. Different worldview. Over here woman is objectified, remember? Bought and sold. The black woman is the least preferred in this society. And of course you know who is the preferred. Deception. So we're saying the symbol of Ma'at was stolen. And of course today in this corporation, so-called America, injustice system, prostitutes, so-called Lady Justice, with the words, and justice for all. While dispensing different types of so-called justice to different people. Check this. So-called white males, wealthy people, white males, well-educated people, these are the categories now, popular celebrities, and politicians all receive better treatment under the law than so-called black women, black men, black child, so-called poor people, uneducated people, and average citizens. You see that?
See that.
You check that?
Yes.
Moreover, wealthy, well-educated, these are labels now, don't really mean anything apart from now in this place. Isn't that something?
Something.
Because remember, I am. Remember, check out your beliefs, question. Celebrated white males received the best treatment from America's legal system. Of course, Lady Justice is blind to these facts. Right?
That's right.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. This is Jailhouse Psychotherapy.
Thanks kindly for that, Tahuti.
You're welcome. I want to add also, because we're following now the thought of how the European think and trying to see if there's a different way we can think. And also see if we're infected and we need to cleansing from some of these very perceptions ourselves. Because remember, how you're seeing yourself, how you perceive yourself, how you see yourself, vital. What kind of name you're giving yourself? Vital. Have you got a legacy? I say yes, if you're looking at yourself from an African perspective, lack a better term. If you're looking at yourself as anything else, African-American for instance, how could it be possible that you're an African-American? Remember the idea this African was stolen. All history is a current event. His name taken away. It's God. Sense of reality. Culture. History. He's disoriented. No amount of information I can give, although can really help, is to get our mind back intact. Absolute truth, I say. The only thing to unite all is absolute truth. If you don't understand the nature of this human mind, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. It's looking also at some more of the ideas of this human. Since the human think it always is incomplete and needs to seek something outside of self to make it complete, this is where I think I is being punked. The human can be tricked, bamboozled. Because if you really think about it, that human, it does seem to be attracted to things outside of self. But we're talking about now the left side of the brain. It feels lacking. Remember, it separates itself, you could say, from even the right side of its brain, which has its intuitiveness. Feel that it is a part of the universe. Remember, Ma'at, the concept behind Ma'at is establishing order, harmony from within, outside. To be able to see the outside within. So the same isolation and ego, the African by rights shouldn't have it. The right side of the brain can soothe it. The African didn't have that same problem. But look how you could say this ego within the black man and woman at this time. Radical individualism. He say you can't even say anything. Folks think, well, you don't like me. What you got against me? You can't critique them. Isn't that something? But all they do is walk around and criticize. Complain. Lack of self-knowledge. Who and what I am. I am peace. I am love. The true solution is to turn within. See the nature and the structure of this human. And know that the true identity is infinite peace and love, which is who and what I am. Granted, I can meditate to get there. But is it to get there? Question. I am. Yes, a certain focus might have to happen because we've been polluted and plunge into bad habits. But focus. These are some of the thoughts also we was talking about last night in the discussion. Be. I is. I am. Be. And remember, be is simply to remember who and what I am now. Absolute truth. Infinite. Of course, is a woo for a minute. Again, is what you've been taught. So you have to, for a minute, settle yourself down, breathe. Pot belly, breathe in, focus. Remember, though, that human mind, left brain, of course it will tell you, yeah, you'll never be able to do that. He don't even know what he's talking about. But I know what he's about. Yes, I do. This human, left brain thinking, is to ensure that man feels incomplete. With the result that man always has a problem and the solution is never present within man but outside of self. No longer do I check for anything like that. Self-worth, have self-worth, question. Is what I believe, genuine, generic? Or its beliefs of someone else. Who now you've become a prisoner. I'm saying, if the adults in the society into which it appears that one is born have transcended the expression of this lower emotion part of our being. And fail to teach the citizens the difference between knowing and believing acquired information, not experiencing reality. Then we'll have the society we'll have. Each and every one have to face truth, face reality, face the truth. Absolute truth. Why do I think and act the way I do? We're living in an unjust system. Yay, oh yay, oh yay. Because it can't be nay. So then, I've asked a 7-year-old. What's the opposite of unjust? They said, just. Okay. So then the opposite of living in an unjust system is to create a just system, reconceptualize fake system, repeal and replace with justice, with a meaning that is, who can deny justice being a better system than what they have? Got to challenge these individuals. Justice would be better than what we have. Well, this so-called privilege stuff, what's that? I thought we're talking about one harmony. There's only one. And I've come to realize there's even beyond one. Zero. So then how is it, folks, a privilege? What's that about? But until you understand self, you can't challenge these phony concepts. Because how do you know what's real? Only absolute truth can be real. Make that be your central theme. Not that you stop doing what you're doing, but just mirror it with absolute truth. Be. Have to recreate nothing, just be. You're just in your true state, be just. You're loving in your true state, be loving. Be fire in your true state, be fire. Use your will. What's your goal? Focus. Is it to find true self, marriage, security, find peace, is it? Absolute truth. So then that has to be your central theme. That has to be what's going to unite all your endeavors. It's your long-term goal, it's your short-term goal. Absolute truth. Is our true state. Anger, jealousy, fear, resentment, greed, rejection is not of I, it's of the body. I've come to realize the body is an illusion. Just a makeup of our experience being on this planet. Think about it. Absolute truth is eternal, unchanging. The body changes. It can't be absolute truth. Anything that changes from here to there tomorrow, it can't be absolute truth. Think about it. I am absolute truth, unchanging, eternal, infinite. I see, I smell, I taste. Through the perception of this body. It's time to shut this foolishness down. Take back our planet. Question all beliefs and thoughts, for no thoughts or belief is true. Thoughts, I should say, is not power. Question all beliefs and thoughts, for no thoughts or belief is true, as thoughts is not power. Know that I cannot be hurt, because only my body and mind can be hurt, neither of which I am. Continue to ask the question, who is the one experiencing these feelings, perception, and thoughts? Don't say, I am hungry now. That's not correct. Have you heard of political correctness? This is spiritual correctness. I am hungry. I am cold. don't like all of the body. Not have I. I am love. I am all. I can't be cold. No energy, no matter is who I am, remember? No energy, no matter. Get it? Always ask the question, is what I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true. Hence, not real. So what, only absolute truth is real? So then none of these things really exist. Know that existence is. And is all that exist, and that is what I am. Be still and know I am stillness, quietness, and peace. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. If you don't understand the nature of this human structure of this mind, left brain, right brain, thinking, you will be a slave and you will remain a slave to the beliefs of someone else. Jailhouse psychotherapy is a general term to understand self-help. Learn about your condition. Conditioning? Condition. Moods. Feelings. Thoughts. Behavior. Desires. Psychotherapy teaches one how to take control of life. Respond to challenging situation with healthy coping skills. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. I've been talking now for a minute. It's a quick summary. We're saying started out the conversation with the idea of actually experiencing a beautiful experience. I was trying to find words to express it actually, but it was a beautiful experience. It's stimulating. All who was there said they felt that vibe. I know I definitely felt it. And the vibe was basically something simple, in a sense. It's like you could still see was individuals still looking for self, like myself. I thought in the whole situation is the importance of having an identity, putting the conversation within a framework. Now, having a goal and in terms of where I'm working to get to reconceptualize the conditioned behavior I've come to find out all of I been. So, how can we get a better community, make a better community? Is still the thought. And of course now, the idea we're saying, looking at identity, very important. Who am I? You know, am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Is some of the vital, to me, question, fundamental question has to be asked. What could be more fundamental but knowing who one is on this planet? Especially now, if you've come to search that you've been taught a lie, that the body is the self, the I am is the body. You know, that's how each individual introduces self as I am. But who's this I am? Is it the body that we've been taught is the self? So, looking at that, it opened up a thought to even now say, well, what is real? You know, I'm even speaking to individual that is familiar even with certain Buddhist traditions and meditation practices and principles. I was still like a novice. But somehow, since I'm looking at myself now as all, and I'm an African, as that talking about having a framework of reference, I've come to realize I'm all. I'm all of that. I'm Buddhist, I'm Allah, I'm of Muhammad, I'm of Christ, I am. So, you know, that don't feel no way, incense, chanting. But one thing with I've come to say, well, hey, the only premise that can unite all is I. Am absolute truth. The only thing that can unite all is absolute truth. So with that little now expression, it opened a really interesting vibe, because now absolute truth, who can deny absolute truth in terms of where one needs to go? And focus on, I've even come to focus, even when I used to work on praying, it wasn't really even the praying, it's the focus on truth, is what I was even working to do. So keep a prayerful spirit. So now, I'm saying, absolute truth, I am, existence is, let's go back to the source, absolute truth. There only could be one power now. Infinite, omnipotent one. And then we're saying, well, always ask and question, is what I believe, opinion, hope, faith. Always question it, because remember, the only absolute truth is, I am here now. No next week, no next year. No last 500 years is now. All history is a current event. So in some shape or form, what even happened 500 years ago has transpired into the last 5 minutes and the last minute. Get it? So, truth is absolute and infinite, and what is absolute and infinite, unquestionable, not a belief or an opinion, is I am here now. I am means existence. Existence is. Therefore, I exist. I'm aware of this existence, and that awareness is I. So, looking at now, taking that thought into that identity of now who I am. Am I this absolute truth or am I this body? And we touched on now, this body somehow has its own premise and beliefs. And I'm told now, looking at psychology, we all have this universal mind that I think so that I am. And somehow the outlook is cause and effect. It sees and disappears divisions, cause and effects, good, evil, right, wrong, subject, object. And so we were realizing now, this is a left brain thinking concept. And we're tying it in now with studying the European values and worldview as a left brain thought. And looking at this Africa now as a right brain thought, which is looking at imagination, a holistic thought. What I want for myself, I want for my brother. A 3D understanding, insight, intuitive, versus just logic, linear, reason, writing. But remember, if you're looking at things as a subject-object, we're saying you wipe out that whole species because there's no connection to it. It's objectified. And we're not just talking about animal when we talk about wipe out the whole species. So there's a different way to think was part of the thing now that came out in the conversation. European worldview and African worldview, I'm calling it. Right brain worldview. Looking at also the human mind is broken up into a left brain, right brain. Look at the same information now, totally opposite. But it needs the mental signal of both sides to actually create now this thought. Isn't that something? But the European somehow has rejected the right side. Of course he exploits it, looking at the music and creativity. And even write books eluding how great he is. In his left brain thinking, interesting. I even realize also how he's in charge of the inheriting all the religions of history that came from a right side perspective. But really look at what he's done with it. It hasn't improved. He's more interested in making a better gadget than a better person. Get it?
Got it.
Different worldview. There's no spirit. The place has been plunged into a dark age.
Yes.
It's going to take I finding self now and being able to integrate both sides of the mind. The brain. That we can now have a more holistic environment. Remember we're saying, if the individuals on the planet don't transcend this deceitful nature that the socialization is creating, the individual that's been born on the planet will also just be doomed because they won't really understand the acquiring of information versus experiencing of reality. And how can you really understand reality if you don't know self? Can you create that reality we're looking for with that European worldview, which in almost you could say is an anti-black worldview, anti-right brain worldview? Remember, question all that you believe. Because if it's not a generic belief, and it's a belief from someone else, and they have bad intention, that means that you're being controlled by somebody else's beliefs. Get it?
Got it.
So, your homework, look into the brain. Left side, right side, how it functions. Check out what I'm saying about the left brain is the worldview that we're living in. All the collapse of the institutions that we're living in, is there's no hope because it is no spirit in it. Even the organization of the blacks, we've taken on the attitudes of now not coming to a consensus, but we're voting on which percentage is the winner take all. So now there's always an unrest amongst the people. That's not an African concept. It's the whole. What's going to benefit the whole? So we have to totally, I just say, cleanse some of this worldview that we have, sick objectification type, murderous type views of the planet. And see now how we can, as you say, repeal and place this unjust system with a better system we're calling justice, meaning the individual guaranteeing that no one is mistreated, and who needs the most constructive help receive it. So after saying that, I have to say one love.
Thanks kindly for listening, worldwide family.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.